Your mastery behind the keyboard has been positively unmatched by anyone in this company, and the humor you bring to this thriving, money-dripping lifestyle blog has made this trip to Bora Bora a reality. Did I hear that right? Because of me, she's able to go on her vacation? But unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go. Hold up, what? Let me go? As in, no more job for me? Like a bolt of lightning, three of the men come up behind me, two on either side, flanking me like security. With their heavy-set shoulders blocking me in, one of them drops a folder on the table in front of me and flips it open, revealing a piece of paper. My eyes are too unfocused to even consider reading what it says, but taking a simple guess, I'm thinking it's a termination paper.
Sign here.
The man holds a pen out to me. Wait, what? I move the man's hand away, only for it to bounce back right where it was. You're firing me? Angela winces. Lottie, please don't make this a thing. You must know how difficult this has been for me. She snaps her fingers and an assistant magically pops up. Angela rubs her throat and says, This conversation has truly taken it out of me. Water, please. Room temperature. Lemon and lime, but take them out before you give it to me. And like that, the assistant is gone. When Angela turns back around, she sees me and clutches her chest. Oh, you're still here.
Yeah.
Blinking a few times, I ask, Angela, what is going on? You just said I make you a ton of money. Did I? I don't recall making such a statement. Boys, did I say anything like that? They all shake their head. See? I didn't say that. I think, yep, do you smell that? That's my brain, smoking, working overtime, trying not to lose it. Calmly, and I mean calmly, I ask again, Angela, can you please explain to me why you're letting me go? Oh, she laughs. You've always been such a nosy little thing. The assistant brings Angela her water and then rushes away. Sucking from an unnecessary straw, Angela takes a long sip and then says, Your one-year anniversary is on Friday.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, per your contract, it says that after a year you're no longer under restricted pay, but instead receive your actual salary. She shrugs. Why pay you more when I can find someone to do your job for less? Simple bottom-line thinking. You understand.
No, I don't.
My voice rises, and two large hands land on my shoulder in warning.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Angela, this is my life. This isn't some game you get to play. You told me when you begged me to work for you that this job was going to be life-changing.
And hasn't it been?
She holds her arms out. Angeloup is life-changing for everyone. She glances at her watch. Oh, I have to get naked in 5. Spray tans don't wait. She twirls her finger at the guys beside me. Wrap it up, boys. Two sets of hands grip me and help me up from my chair. You can't be serious, I say, still not quite grasping what's going on. You're having security drag me out of your office?
Not by my choice, Angela says, the picture of innocence. Your hostile attitude is making me use security.
Hostile? I ask. I'm hostile because you're firing me for no reason.
Oh, honey, I can't believe you see it that way, she says in that condescending voice of hers.
This is nothing personal. You know I love you and still plan on your monthly invitation to brunch. This is just business. She blows me a kiss. Still my bestie. She's lost her goddamn mind. I'm pulled toward the door, but I dig in my 2 seasons ago Jimmy Choo heels. Angela, seriously, you can't be firing me. She looks up at me, tilts her head to the side, and then presses her hand to her heart.
Aw, look at you, fighting for your job. God, you've always been scrappy.
She blows me another kiss, waves, and calls out, I'll call you. You can tell me about your horrible boss later. Oh, and don't forget to RSVP to our high school reunion. 2 months away.